There are two musicians here in the studio with me, one from the Twin Cities and one from Madison, and together they write music and perform as American Feedbag, with a sound that ranges from Americana to folk and country and even a hint of jazz here and there. In fact, I heard a little bit of kind of boogie-woogie piano while they were warming up. And I especially enjoy the harmony singing. Jacob John Frelke and Chris Sheehan, welcome to Simply Folk.
Thank you.
Hello.
Really great to have you here. I want to ask about your songwriting right away because it's really interesting and it's very personal. Do you share the songwriting responsibilities?
We kind of came together with our own songs, and so we've kind of we've each added kind of harmonies to each of each other's songs, and since we've started playing together, we've been collaborating a little more with the songwriting. Typically, one of us will have like a main idea, and we'll kind of help each other out with it at that point. Mm-hmm. So,
not always, but it is sure fun to collaborate, get ideas from the other guy.
Why don't we hear something right away? What would you like to start with, and can you give us a little background about it?
Sure. We'll go ahead and do 1,000 Tomorrows. This song is actually, it's kind of a story I got from this documentary that's actually called 1,000 Tomorrows, and follows an elderly couple through 6 years since the time she gets a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And so as she deteriorates over the years, they kind of check in with them, and some of the words you'll hear in the song were actual quotes from the documentary, so really touched me, so that's kind of where this song came from. So here it goes.
Met her at a barn dance in 1941. Dress was denim faded, her hair up in a bun. Said my name is Henry, and she said I'm Betsy J. Grabbed her hand, felt the magic, dance the night away. Call it fate or romance, or call it sex appeal. Fire burned between us, grew heat that I could feel. But clear were my perceptions as the sun broke through the sky. We'll live our lives together, hallelujah, by and by. One thousand tomorrows, 1,000 more todays, 1,000 ways to show you how much I love you, Betsy Jane. Miles out of Houston is where we set our vows. No witness but our family, the prairie and the cows. Happy I was crying, tears of thankfulness and joy. 5 months later, me and Betsy had our baby boy. After Bill came Joseph, fiery haired and wild, followed by Melissa, our little flower child. Sure, we had our differences like couples always do. We made up on lunch breaks while the kids were off at school. One thousand tomorrows, 1,000 more todays, 1,000 ways to show you how much I love you, Betsy Jane. ambition's far too big for a town this small a size. The children left in illness follow Betsy's lonely cries. Her brain was taken hostage by a vacant, frightened soul. Memories of the past and present, Betsy lost control. Now I come round here damn near every day, lying in her cherry chair, just a dreaming time away. Well, she don't recognize me, I'm just another man. But I still feel the magic when I hold on to her hand. I love you, Betsy Jane.
The name of the song is 1,000 Tomorrows. That's American Feedback. And what a touching song. That is, it's such a hard subject, dementia. And you've done it in a great sort of traditional form, the ballad and telling the story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's... I still think about that. I saw a documentary over a decade ago, and it's still, you
know, it must have really stuck with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really kind of just really deep and poetic. Some of the stuff, you know, the gentleman was saying when he'd go visit his wife, and, you know, he literally said, "I still feel the magic when I hold on to her hand." So
that line came directly
directly from his mouth. Yeah, and I thought it was just like, I remember I was in a class. I was actually in a class watching it, and I was taking notes, but I was writing some of those quotes down because it was just so good, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Made for a great song anyway.
Yeah.
So do you two write separately and then come together, it sounds like. And that one was kind of a personal song. Do you take inspiration from things that happen in your personal lives, or what are the subjects? What is the subject matter for your songs for the most part?
Boy, I mean, every day is a new experience for me, and you just capture things once in a while out of wherever it comes from. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff can be very personal, and some things might be just comical or just something you saw somebody else do, and you just make a song out of it. And so for me, it goes all over the place, really.
Yeah, same here. I mean, lots of times I'll just kind of hear a story like that one, or, you know, I'll just kind of have a melody in my head, and it's kind of got a certain feel to it, so I'll kind of write the song around that melody, you know, whatever feels right. So, my life isn't as interesting as a lot of other people's, so lots of times I'll take inspiration from somebody else's story. You know, I think it deserves a ballad or something like that,
yeah,
you know. So.
Well, that's as good a source as any. I'd always asked what people's, how they started out in music. What was your start in music? So, Jacob, how did you get started?
Well, as a lot of young children are, I was forced into piano. And thankfully, I had very musical parents that kept sitting my rear end on the piano bench for at least a couple years. But then I'd rather go play outside and build forts, and so I did fall away from piano for a good 25-plus years. I don't want to say my age too well, but I just did. But I always sang. I always loved singing, and harmony I was able to pick up. But I think it was because I was around music so much, and you just start hearing things. And again, like I said, my parents were very musical, and I took a lot from them.
Where did you grow up?
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the bass guitar when I was about 21. There's a band that I was getting to be involved with, and they needed a bass player. And I thought I was just going to be the backup singer. So that got me into that world.
It's kind of an interesting sound with bass and acoustic guitar. It works really well as almost a little bit of percussion as well.
Sure.
I mean, it really is kind of percussive. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of keeps it moving, yep.
And how about you, Chris? What was your musical start?
Actually, yeah, similar to Jake. You know, I took piano lessons growing up. I was actually in a boy choir. So, like, singing was, you know, a big deal. And started playing guitar when I was, like, in middle school. I was really into punk rock at that point. So my kind of taste, as my taste evolved, you know, so did my songwriting, I guess. So, but yeah, I've always loved singing songs. You know, we grew up in my house kind of singing songs too. So it's something that kind of Jake and I both connected on.
Mm-hmm.
And we both are able to kind of find harmonies with each other's songs. So that's why we're, that's why, you know, being even so far away from each other, like, it's, we kind of find it worth the trek because it's hard to find a good musician to play with, you know.
Somebody that can really harmonize. I have to say, boy choir to punk rock, that's a pretty wide range.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The connection right there.
Yeah, there was a while where their two were actually overlapping, too, you know. But, you know, I love singing, and, you know, the electric guitar is what, like, you know, I really got into that with distortion pedals and the whole bit, so... but yeah, I, you know, I can still get into that too, but there's something about the acoustic guitar that makes it kind of lends itself to writing songs, and it's really, you know, portable, so.
Yeah, it works really well. Well, I heard a little bit of, when you went up into your falsetto there in that first song, you could hear a little bit of that,
yeah,
kind of that boy sound. I love that sound. That's such a pure sound.
Yeah, the boy choir, that was, it's one of those choirs that once your voice changes, you're out kind of situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were... We were singing that falsetto that you heard. That was just like the lower end of like the boy choir singing. So
thank God we got a picture of you of the boy choir.
Yeah.
Though, like a ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
So great. It's gonna be an album cover for
why
sure.
Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
We'll do another kind of touching tune. This next song, it's called Don's Song. I worked in a homeless shelter for a while in Austin, Texas. And it was for people with severe mental health issues. And this guy had schizophrenia really bad, and you couldn't really understand a word he said. He kind of muttered a lot. But if you gave him an acoustic guitar, he'd hammer out these four chords and sing this really beautiful melody. And you could tell it was just coming from his heart. I mean, it was really incredible to watch. And he eventually moved on, but that melody kind of stuck in my head, and so I kind of put some words to it from what I learned about kind of his life. So the song is called Don's Song.
You know the world isn't right. We can hold on a little longer. Wake up in the morning feeling stronger. Sing a song for the night. I often look up to the crescent moon. Think about the way of life that I once led before I started hearing voices in my head. And now I hear them all the time. I pace around a lot, I don't know why. Sometimes I don't believe the image that I see. Who is this wrinkled monster staring back at me? That's all it takes to make me cry. I used to have a family and a home. Had myself a wife that I was proud to know. Had myself a child and she looked up to me. So many years have gone by. You know the world isn't right. We can hold on a little longer. Wake up in the morning feeling stronger. Sing a song for the night. I often look up to the crescent moon. Think about the way of life that I once lived before I started hearing voices in my head. Now I hear them all the time.
Now in a shelter with an old sick string, no one can understand these mumbled words I sing. Can understand the sorrow and the pain they bring. Some things have changed, but these remain. Louisiana's where I did my time. For what I can remember since I lost my mind, this must be what it feels like to be going blind. I wonder if I'm still alive. Thank you.
streets before me are my heart and soul, my health and my humanity in their control. I'm here a couple weeks and then it's time to go. Where I'm heading, I don't know. You know the world is right. We can hold on a little longer. Wake up in the morning feeling stronger. Sing a song for the night. Often look up to the crescent moon, thinking about the way of life that I once lived before I started hearing voices in my head. Now I hear them all the time. And now I hear them all the time.
Dawn's Song. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guests are American Feedbag, a duo. And we're listening to some of their music, that one inspired by working in a homeless shelter. And Chris, you're still doing some work with the homeless, I understand. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I work in, locally in Madison at the Community Action Coalition. So primarily working with like homeless vets.
That's great.
So yeah, it's, you know, I've kind of done that. I've moved around a few different cities, done it different places. So it's always a pretty moving experience. You know, you never know what the day kind of holds for you. So
I can imagine, and it's meaningful work and work that makes a difference, an immediate difference.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's tough to get a lot of victories, but you know, when you can actually see somebody move into housing, it really, you know, makes it all worthwhile. So
yeah, such a need. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially in Madison.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in La Crescent, Minnesota. So right across the river from La Crosse.
La Crosse.
So, yep, kind of read, you know, Minnesota and Wisconsin. I kind of claim both. I went to high school in La Crosse and lived in Minnesota. So it's kind of one of those tricky things when somebody asks me where I'm from. So.
We'll claim you right here for Wisconsin.
Sounds good. I'm here now. So.
Well, in the meantime, Jake has gone, and he's sitting behind our Mason and Hamlin grand piano here in Buck's studio. And you talked about taking piano lessons as a kid, and when you were warming up on the piano, you were playing something that you said your dad had played and your granddad before him, and it sounded almost like Scott Joplin or like ragtime type music.
Yeah, it's a stride piano. I wish I could be really well-versed in, but... That just a beginner stride pianist.
It was really neat. Well, so we're going to hear a song next that has both piano and guitar. What's the next piece?
This one's called Hard to Leave.
Hard to Leave, okay.
Out of reach, like the tide upon the beach, a drop of ocean we remain, to see the island be the rain. Hard to leave, but I must go. Tough to argue with our soul. Finally waking up to see, for so long I've been asleep.
choice to see has been unseen. Departure from a sad routine leaves you hanging in the wind. It's how the seed falls from the stem. Hard to leave, but I must go. It's tough to argue with our soul. Finally waking up to see, for so long I've been asleep.
Sounds nice.
Thank you.
What a great song. Hard to Leave is the name of the song, American Feed Bag. And that was Jacob John playing the piano. I'm used to hearing the piano in here played usually by classical pianists. It's nice to hear some really nice kind of singer-songwriter stuff played on this piano.
It's a nice piano to be playing.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. So you two play together, but you live hours and hours apart. So how does that work?
Well, we put a lot of miles on, but we were first in a band in Minneapolis is where we met. And Chris was living in Minneapolis at the time in a band called the Reverb Country Dusters, which I still play in. But we just had such a musical connection that at least it wasn't from coast to coast. You know, that would have made it pretty tough, but you know, 5.5 hours is doable. Just got to get more tires once in a while.
Yeah, we can't practice once a week like we used to. So, yeah. You know, wish we could get together more, but we try to get together. I mean, we probably twice a month usually and try to do 2 or 3 shows and then practice kind of nonstop whenever we get the chance. So
we'll meet a lot in the middle, La Crosse area where he's from. Mm-hmm. We meet there quite a bit.
Yep.
Do you ever do anything using technology, like sending files back and forth and that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah. To get song ideas, we'll like even just off our iPhone, you can send off a quick little demo.
And so,
technology certainly helps.
I guess it's made it a lot easier to collaborate across distance.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That 4-track recorder that you can get for free on an iPhone, I can't imagine if that would have been around when I was like in high school or something. So we can literally record something and then just email it automatically to each other.
With the harmonies and like other parts on it, it's just brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you gig separately? Do you each do things by yourself? You said you're still playing with a band, Jake, the Reverb Country Dusters.
Yep. I do that, and I also do, once in a while, I'll do like a solo piano show, which I actually, the last 2 years, I had a residency in northern Minnesota 4 nights a week.
Nice.
But 2 years of that was enough, and I moved down to the cities and to be closer to all the guys. And so I'll do solo shows once in a while still.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, every once in a while. I'll do open mics around Madison or if somebody throws an opportunity at me to do a solo show, definitely I'm glad to do it. I've got friends that have moved away that if they come through town every once in a while, like I'll play with them, people I used to play with or something. So always happy to play whenever I get the opportunity.
Nice, nice. We've got time just about for two more songs. What would you like to do next?
Well, I think since I'm on the piano, and we were talking earlier about where songs come from, this is more of the comical side of things.
Comical?
Yeah, novelty, if you will, even. there's a stretch of highway that I travel on a lot between, like, La Crosse and to get out to Madison here, Highway 14. And it's quite populated with the Amish community. And in a long drive, your thoughts kind of go wild, and a song about dating an Amish girl came out. And
so, is this a radio-friendly song?
It is a radio-friendly song. If you listen to the words, it might seem a little risque, but it's all in good, tasteful
okay.
fun. So, Amish girl.
I want to find me an Amish girl, take her to a dance, make a long dress twirl, the kiss is so hard, make her hair uncurl. I want to find me an Amish girl. I want to find me a girl that sings, a voice so pretty that it give me wings. I'd forget about the petty things if I could find a pretty little girl that sings. Harmonize the greatest love, like the breeze that cradle leaves from the tall trees up above. I wanna find a good girl right away, I take a poor roll up in the hay. Of course, after we marry, so it'd be okay. I've waited long enough, make it right away. We could recognize and harmonize the greatest love, like the breeze that cradle leaves from the tall trees up above. I want to find me an Amish girl, take her to a dance, make a long dress twirl, a kiss so hard, make her hair uncurl. I want to find me an Amish girl. I want to find me an Amish girl. I want to find me an Amish girl. 2, 3, 4.
Well, at least you're looking for an Amish girl that can sing and harmonize. American feedback. Well, what's in the future for you two? Do you have plans? What's coming?
Well, we definitely are planning on getting some recording together. We haven't gotten anything real sophisticated yet, but we'd like to put something together and just kind of keep it going. We're also kind of looking for a drummer to fill things out, you know. So yeah, we're just trying to play more. And anything to add
record.
There, Jake?
Record? Keep writing, keep playing. We yep. love playing live. We love recording. Music is just so huge for, I think, both of us. I'll speak for Chris, too, because I know how much he likes it.
He can, yes, yeah. That's true.
Great. Well, we wish you the best. And you have a website?
We do. www.americanfeedbag.com.
There you go.
We've got some video and audio there. You can also like us on Facebook. And that way you can find out when we're coming to your town and updates and things and follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff. So
even
if you don't have Facebook.
Pardon?
Even if you don't have Facebook, you can still like us.
That's just, right.
That's true.
What would you like to finish up with?
Well, we'd like to finish up with a song called Boom. This is kind of inspired by the oil fields in North Dakota, kind of what I've read, actually what I've heard on NPR a little bit on the stories.
All right.
And Jake has some personal experience, some stories I've heard from him, so that's what we're going to play. One. Two, three.
make camp outside of Williams County. Harshest winter that I've ever seen. Extended cabin and nice fish shanty. Pioneer of the American dream. Work more hours than the daylight offers. Count my money as the checks roll in. Pay $5 for a truck stop shower. Restless sleep until I start again. Hey. I came up from a town of nothing. Steady work, well, there was none to find. This ain't much, but the oil's pumping. Now I'm working just to kill my time. Nothing happens here for recreation. Single women, they are rare indeed. Dirty men without a destination. Dingy bars and nudie magazines. Hey! Runs high here like it's New York City. Most of us don't have that luxury. Some guys send the money back to family. On my own, my money stays with me. 5 years tops, I'll stay before I move on. We all know how this is going to end. I don't worry about my occupation. One goes bust, another starts again. Hey! Things have changed since I first arrived here. New folks coming nearly every day. I don't mind the extra crime they're bringing. Keep me higher than the Empire State. Something beautiful about the skies here. Those Dakota stars that shine so bright. Distant flames and the process centers. With the moon can be a pretty sight. Hey! Tops, I'll stay before I move on. We all know how this is going to end. I don't worry about my occupation. One goes bust, another starts again. Hey! One goes bust, another starts again. Hey! One goes bust, another starts again. Hey!
Boom. American Feedback. Jacob John Frelke and Chris Sheehan, thank you very much for sharing your time and your talent with Simply Folk and Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. We really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you having us. It's been an honor for us. I think I can speak for
Jake. Much of an honor. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Cool. Thank you.